Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply Happy New You. Happy New You. We were thankful to see a whole nother year and think about how much we like all things to be new. Yes, my friends, you know it. We love new cars. We love new hairstyles. We enjoy new things every time they come about, and there's nothing quite like a brand new year. It says the calendar on the old year is behind us, and there are 365 days in front of us. Well, everybody likes new. Even in the Bible, you'll see that in Psalms 98 and 1, the Bible encourages us to sing unto the Lord a new song. Then we all know 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Well, it's important to get the new year off to a great start. Everyone wants to get off to a great start, no matter what, and START is our acronym for today. We won't finish all of it, but we would definitely hit the first 3 points. It is the way we should approach every new year, new season, and new opportunities in our lives. That S reminds us of the importance of saturation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, saturation. That simply means that something is soaked completely in another thing. Well, by the same token, we should be soaked in the Word of God to where nothing else can get in. Once anytime something is saturated, that simply means that it is full to the max. You can't add any more to it because it's taking all that it can take. Clothes are saturated with water and detergent every time you place them into the washing machine. By the same token, we've got to be saturated with the Word of God in order for our minds to be as strong as they possibly can be. You remember the Bible asks us in 1 Peter 2 and 2 that as newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the Word that we should grow thereby. See, saturation will allow us to memorize and emphasize. That's the way we saturate, through memorization and emphasis. Okay, think of all the scriptures you memorized. You can call them out because you committed them to memory. When you practice the process of memorizing one scripture a day or a week, then it'll make you repeat those scriptures over and over and over again, and that's what's going to saturate us. Remember, the things that are in our minds are going to help us in the time of adversity. Remember in Deuteronomy 6 and 7, we're encouraged to teach the Word diligently to our children, talk about the Word when we're sitting in our house, when we walk by the way, when we lie down, and when we rise up. That's all a part of saturation. I was watching a television show with one of my daughters not long ago called The Wiz, a remake of The Wizard of Oz. And the Scarecrow in The Wiz, every time he faced an obstacle, his head was stuffed with newspaper, and he'd reach inside his head and he'd pull out a quote. And that quote may be from Cicero, Plato, Solomon, you name it, but it was going to help him make it through because he pulled that quote out and he just read it off. Well, by the same token, my friends, we should have so much Word in our heads that we could reach in, pull it out, and read it off. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's what's going to help us. Remember, the Bible tells us in Joshua 1 and 8 that the book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth, but we shall meditate in it day and night, that we may observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then we'll make our way prosperous, and then we will have good success. Yes, my friends, that scarecrow was on the yellow brick road, and he was able to pull something from his head every single time. What can we pull from our heads? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to pull something of substance from our head so that we can make it through the course of our day. After saturation, that T in our START acronym reminds us of the importance of tabulation. Yes, tabulation is where we get to organize and strategize. Tabulation is simply the art of writing things down and putting it in a format that we can refer to at a later date. You know, at the new year, most people like to write their goals down. That's a form of tabulation. In schools, teachers have lesson plans. That's another form of tabulation. Coaches have game plans and playbooks. In business, there are action plans, business proposals, business plans, etc. All of these are forms of tabulations, and it simply outlines what we're going to do and the outcome that we expect. Don't we realize, my friends and neighbors, that God can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think? Yes, my friends, according according to the power that works in us. I challenge you then to write it down. Deuteronomy 6 and 9 says that we shall write them upon posts of our house, of our houses and on our gates. In Habakkuk 2 and 2, the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that reads it. Yes, that's all a part, my friends and neighbors, of the tabulation process. It's us mapping out what we expect from God, the things that we want from God, the things that we know that we're going to do to get better in our walk with Christ. I can remember seeing a movie called War Room. It was a Christian-based movie where it focused on prayer, and each of the participants, the main characters in the movie, were encouraged to write down what they wanted God to do on small index cards and then post them on their walls in a particular prayer room and go in that room and pray every day. Yes, my friends, and then they begin to see that what they wrote down came to pass. They started to speak it, they believed it, they accepted it, and by the same token, I challenge you, write it down. You want the blessings from God? Write down. Let's write down, my friends and neighbors, what we expect to accomplish in this new year. And finally, that A in our START acronym reminds us of the importance of association. You know it, my friends, it's probably one of the things that is most talked about in almost every circle. Whether it's relationships, whether it's business, association means everything. We're familiar with that term called guilty by association. And in that term even has a judicial connotation, because there are people who are in prison today, not because of what they did, but because they were connected to somebody who did the wrong thing. They were accessories or accomplices, and just their mere proximity to the person who committed the crime made them guilty by association. By the same token, my friends, there's also prosperity by association, and favor by association, and respect by association. Remember, the Bible encourages us in 2 Corinthians 6:17, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Then in Ecclesiastes 4 and 9, we discover that two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. But what two are you partnered with? My friends, I would challenge us all to look closely at our partners, look closely at our associations. Are they getting us closer to or further away from our goal? Yes, my friends, we can get this new year off to a great new start by making sure that we have the saturation, tabulation, and association all in place. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.